I've seen that children get lots of love from everyone in the community. What do you do when they're naughty? When they do things I would say are bad? How are children disciplined in the traditional way?
From my childhood, I can recall not getting, I never got spanked. I never got hit. They talk to you in a quiet sort of a way, like probably not immediately right after what's happened. Like if I disobeyed my mother, the Inuit people seems to be very slow to anger. In my days, you didn't get corrected until everything was nice and quiet. They let you know later on, you did something wrong here, and I don't think you should do it again. And in my days, they used to use the Bible a lot, like taking verses from the Bible and showing it to you, or either reading it to you saying, what you did is wrong because God says so. And around here we listen to God. God-fearing people, they were very God-fearing people. But nowadays you see me probably a lot quicker to anger than my parents were. We've gotten so used to Kablunak style of living, I guess.
Do you have any unwanted children? We have lots of unwanted kids in Australia that no one wants.
Even if the natural parents didn't want the kid, there's somebody out there who badly wants it. There's never going to be an unwanted child. I don't think.
So we have thousands, in cities like Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane, thousands of children living on the streets. They have no homes, unwanted, thrown out. Kids of 10, 11, 12, and younger. Prostitutes of 12 years old, Sydney. And on drugs. And they call that civilization.
Mm-hmm. To me, when you start having prostitutes, when you start having homeless, when you start seeing older people in nursing homes, it's not civilization to me. It's a breakdown of something. Caring, loving. I used to cry. I took nursing in Ottawa. I was a nursing assistant and I worked in a nursing home. I used to cry every time I left that place. Because I loved my grandmother very, very much. And to think, how can they leave her here? Like, how can they leave her being looked after by somebody else? It used to just break my heart. My grandmother had a stroke, so half of her body was paralyzed. We still looked after her. We had a enjoyable time looking after her. She was a very heavy lady. And in those days, we didn't have flush toilets, so we used to have those big cans. And every time we tried putting her there, she'd be laughing so much. She just made our life so beautiful. Like, for somebody, that would have been a hardship, but for us, it was something we shared, and she made it very enjoyable. She made it so easy for us to look after her. And it was after I had lost my grandmother, I want to work in that nursing home. And it just broke my heart. How can they do this? why can't they see themselves in the future like that, being put in a nursing home and not being cared by their families? There was an old guy, he was about 83, and his daughter was living right in Ottawa. And when the doctor said he wasn't going to live very long and suggested that we get hold of the daughter, even when we told her he was dying, she wouldn't come. So I sat there. The doctor didn't want him to be alone, so I sat with him. And I didn't know him, and yet I cried because I felt, oh, how can they not love him? How can they not care for him? And like everybody wants to be loved by somebody. I don't care how old, how young. And yet to hear somebody say, your own father is dying, she just said, no, I'm not coming.
Are the values that are precious to you, the ones you're talking about, are they, and the sharing and love and so on, caring, are they Christian values, are they Inuit values?
I think even before the Christianity came up here, they were there. Or so-called civilized Christianity. They were up here. So I can't. I can't tell you how long they've been up here. That's the only way they have been able to survive, is by loving and caring for each other.